Brand new music on KMFM from Olly Murs. It's called Grow Up. It's taken from his new album 24 Hours, which is out conveniently in 24 hours. Another album out in 2 weeks marks the return of Busted. Their new album is called Night Driver, and they are hanging out on the show this evening.
Hey, hello,
Ben. How are you all?
Good.
I'm great. I'm really good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. A lot of people would have grown up with your music, and a lot of people listening now would have been like, I don't think this reunion is ever going to happen. But here we are. It's a completely different sound. A lot of people really excited, really loving the sound. How does it feel to be back?
Feels very good, man.
It feels amazing, dude. Like, to be honest, I mean, there's a couple of members that this band that never thought this would ever happen again, you know. So it's as much of a surprise to us as it is to it's as much of a surprise to us as it is to you guys. But inevitably, what happened was music happened, and we got in the studio and we wrote some songs together, and we just went, "This is going to be great. Let's do this again," you know. And it kind of felt right, and it didn't feel, you know, weird. It felt awesome, you know. And so that's why we went ahead.
Yeah, I think the best thing is your fans have grown up, and so's your sound. Like, your sound is a lot more adult to what it used to be.
It was obviously going to be different. And I think if it wasn't different, that'd be more alarming than it being different.
Yes, like, true.
So and also, you know, not being a band for 10 years, you know together, you go off individually and you do different things and you experience different parts of life and you listen to new things and you get into different types of music, and then you kind of bring them all together in this album. And, you know, that's kind of what you're hearing right now, is kind of 10 years of being apart and 10 years of musical influences all coming together.
Yeah, because the new album Night Driver, it's out on the 25th of November, the single that you dropped on what you're on. A lot of people saying it sounds very Daft Punk-y. Was that kind of the sound that you were aiming for?
No. I mean that's amazing that people would compare us to those. I mean, like, we're huge Daft Punk fans. Like, that's a really amazing comparison. But this wasn't, we weren't going out of our way to sound like that, you know. To us, we didn't really have any kind of definitive style or anything that we were going for. We were just kind of influenced by a lot of kind of big 80s pop music, and that kind of just
the whole album isn't really comparable.
Yeah,
that song is, I guess.
Yeah.
But the whole album is probably a little bit different.
Okay, well, let's talk about the whole album. What can we kind of expect from Night Driver?
Expect Juno 60 action, some good synth action, some cool, you know, it's just some really cool arranged pop songs.
There's a couple of curveballs on there as well. You know, the title track Night Driver is one of my favorite tracks, and I think, you know, this is like an eclectic, it's quite an eclectic record, but they you know, they all the songs sound like they fit on the same piece of work.
Are you looking forward to playing them on your tour that's happening early next year?
I cannot wait.
Have
to play
been?
Them on the tour, man. We've dabbled a little bit. We've got about 5 songs up to scratch live, and they're all sounding awesome. We're going to be rehearsing again at the beginning of January to get ready to go out on the tour. And
coming to see you guys in Folkestone, Leescliff Hall, I think, on the 7th of February. So we're stoked about that. We can't wait to come see you guys. Like, this is a big thing for us. You know, we've kind of written this album and we've put it out in the world, and we want people to come on a brand new journey with us. You know, that's why we come into these venues. Like, we played this big arena tour like earlier in the year, and it was amazing. But this is a different thing. Like, this is we're introducing a new record to you, and we want you to come on board with us and go on this new journey. And we're going to throw in some big hits that you'll recognise and you'll love. You know, so there's something for everyone there. You know, but this is the Night Driver tour. We can't wait.
Busted are chatting on the show this evening. We'll get back to that after What I Go to School For. Busted, What I Go to School For on KMFM. You're on the hit list, and Busted are back with a very different sound to this. Their new single, On What You're On, is out now. Their new album, Night Driver, is out on the 25th of this month, and they are hanging out on the show tonight.
KMFM.
Online, I suppose, when you were going about 10 years ago, I suppose it must have been a completely sort of different music industry, because I suppose we didn't have Twitter, we didn't really have Facebook, we didn't really have social media in a way. I mean, we had MySpace.
We didn't really have it. We actually didn't have any of it.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I remember 2001, the internet was still pretty basic. I had dial up.
Yeah.
There was no Wi-Fi.
Yeah,
there
that's
was,
true.
It was like, you know,
there was
like
MySpace.
Facebook,
was no,
I was hearing about MySpace. Like, people were talking about this thing called MySpace.
Yeah, that hadn't started by the time we started.
It started when we finished.
Which is mad, because how have you adjusted to that as a band? Do you have someone who's in charge of the tweeting from the Busted account?
Do you know what's funny? Like, my friends used to send me letters.
What
do
you get now? Just a Snapchat. What's been like your biggest adjustment then, I suppose, in terms of the industry, in terms of where we are now? Like, what have you found the biggest difference?
Communication with people is just so fast. Everything's very instant now, you know. News is instant, music's instant, films are instant. So it's a much faster pace of life, I think, which takes a bit of adjusting to. But, you know, on the flip side of that, it's really lovely that we can, if we have something to say to our fans, we can tell them, and within minutes, everyone's
going to
know.
Yeah, straight away.
People can come up to you and you can tell them about your album, and there's no excuse. They can buy it right on their phone.
Yeah, you can be like, get your phone out now.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
You can pre-order our album on your phone right now, and nothing is standing in the way.
That's true. And you don't have to
walk. Apart from three clicks of a button.
Exactly.
And you don't have to walk.
So everyone now, get your phones out.
And pre-order Night Driver.
But then I suppose on the flip side of that, you get a lot of weird things happen on social media as well. Well, what I've done is I've gone through some YouTube comments on what you're on, and I've replaced some of the words with blank. So can we play a game where you can kind of guess the word that I've replaced? And it's radio friendly.
Oh, it's radio friendly. All
radio friendly. So don't say any swear words. I wouldn't do that. Okay, so the first one. This song has a blank vibe.
A funky.
And they've gone for DNCE, which is a good comparison moment. Another one. Is this reminding anyone of blank? This is about the video.
Drive.
Yeah, a lot of Drive influences. Did you kind of aim for that when the music? Because it looks amazing. Drive is an amazing film to kind of base stuff on. But was that something you were going for? Or is it something that just happened?
Well, I think, funnily enough, you know, we were more going for the stuff that Drive is based on. You know, that whole era is sort of reminiscent of a classic old, you know, 80s neon vibes, this whole sort of neo-noir thing. And it's something that we loved. And we loved the directors that we got was very much on board with that vision. And we loved the colours that he was suggesting. And so, yeah, we weren't directly basing it on Drive, but I think that is a product
of the era.
The things that weren't exactly the era that was influencing us.
Okay, your next one, it says Matt's blank, and then it's a love heart.
Matt's blank, love heart.
Matt's haircut.
No, it's Matt's voice, and then a love heart.
Ooh.
I'll just you wait, Charlie, there's more coming. The blank.
The
I'll give you a clue, it's at the end
vibe.
Of your song.
The sax solo.
Saxophone, people loving that. The next
right,
one.
Nice.
Charlie is still as blank as he was 10 years ago.
Tall?
No. It's very complimentary.
Is still as furry.
Charlie is still as hot as he was 10 years ago. That's a nice compliment. And your final one, I blank it, I blank it, I blank it.
I hate it.
I hate it, I hate it, I hate it. No, it's the complete opposite. I love it, I love it, I love it. So let's play it. Can I leave you guys to introduce On What You're on KMFM,
please? Yes, this is the brand new single from Night Driver, Buster's new album. It's out the 25th of November. You can get this track right now. It's called On What You're On. Whoa!